And then when people get metastases, that's another seminal event. They have metastases that are hormone refractory, and that's what we're in the space we're talking about mostly right now, where we would consider first cipolizumab T. The next one that's going to have that will have an approval probably is abiraterone because of the positive study. What will happen? When do we add radium 223? When do we add MBB 3100? And when do we finally go to chemo? And I see the care of these patients undergoing some change too because of the oral drugs. These patients are going to be in the hands of urologists. The opportunity for them to remain in their care. And so I think the transfer of care to medical oncologists is going to be delayed. I'm not in favor of that. I think that this ought to be a multidisciplinary approach, and it really makes sense kind of have the three-legged stool that consists of the urologist, the medical oncologist, and the radiation oncologist all involved in the care of the patient. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the future.